known to purge a person. Rapings and beatings and suffering that worsens. Black human packages tied up in strings. Black rage can come from all these kinds of things. Black rage is founded on blatant denial. Squeeze economics, subsistence survival, deafening silence and social control. Black rage is founded on wounds in the soul. When the dogs bite, when the bees sting, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember all these kinds of things, and then I don't fear so bad. Black rage founded, fed us self-hatred.
My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, November the 23rd, 2014. We had to take a quick break during these teachings from your home. Various situations arise, so we had to take a quick break. So that was Sister Lauren Hill, Black Rage, dedicated to the situation in Ferguson, Missouri, explaining to us why is it that black people are so enraged. Why is it that there is so much anger in the black community? We look at the Ferguson situation. We look at police brutality. We look at the shooting of an unarmed black man. There were apparently disparaging testimonies concerning the incident. But to those who would categorically deny that this incident was unjustifiable, that the black youth, Michael Brown, should not have been shot down, let's pan back into the police brutality in general and know and understand that by the hands of police, or by the hands of security, over 400 black people, black males, every year are shot down. Whether those police are black, brown, red, yellow, or Caucasian matters not. The Fraternal Order of the Police in general and other security forces who are in league with the Fraternal Order of the Police, Zimmerman would be an example of that. Black men, black people are shot dead over 400 every year. Now, you cannot argue that all of those shootings are justifiable. So black rage, sisters and brothers, and it's so, see, when you have this mind of science now, the black rage, beautiful Sister Lauryn Hill, you may not know this consciously, but subconsciously, unconsciously, beautiful Sister Prophetess Lauryn Hill, when you talk about the black rage, we are talking about the black, dark, melanin waters of Noon. We're talking about the womb of Nanette. We're talking about that womb from whence we came, that houses the black, dark waters of Noon. That's the black rage. That's the anger of the Almighty at the human family for allowing a wicked system of death and destruction to be perpetrated on the human family. So when we look at the fury of the Almighty and the anger of the Almighty and how fire is associated with that anger, and then we look at the properties scientifically of light and fire, and we see that the hydrogen sun, light and fire, breaks down your form and then transforms you, turns you into another form by reducing you to ashes, reducing us to ashes, our original form in the process. When you check the waters of Noon and how the sun took those waters that we all came from scientifically and transformed those waters, so those waters are coming through fire, that mass material matter in its original water form are coming through fire, and fire represents anger. And we know that Atum was bringing order out of chaos, bringing order and peace and tranquility from disorder, from chaos. And so the human family is out of order. The human family is not in step with the science of the universe. The human family must get in step with the science of the universe. We, the poor working class masses, must take hold of this African science and get in step with the science of E equals MC squared, of energy, spirit, disposition of the universe equals the mass, matter, material universe times the speed of light. There's that light. There's that fire. There's that rage, that black rage. That light, that sun, is the firstborn from the waters of Noon and the womb of Nanette. And so the black rage is because the system is deplorable. The black rage is because the system is no justice. The black rage is because human beings are seen as less than human by those who have power to take life. So, beautiful Sister Lauryn Hill, you are in the in step with the teaching of the African metaphysician, physicists, and scientists of the scientific construct of creation. The black rage, the rage of the waters of Noon. Now look, sisters and brothers, we saw the ashes, and we saw that fallacious, and we saw that making light of a situation is associated with the ashes, and we see that mourning, meaning to be sorrowful, to be sad, is associated with the ashes. And we want to look at, it says wind is associated. So how wind moves things into random places and making wind, and how wind is unpredictable. And so we look at the waters of Noon again, and we look at the teaching of the Dogon of the Poto seed. the Dogon, the African Dogon, studied sun and stars and constellations and the planets, and understood blood circulation in the physical structure because of the movement of the planets around the sun and the movement of the sun around this dark, pitch black center of the universe that represents the waters of Nun and the womb of Nanette, this pitch blackness, pitch darkness, from whence we are all born. The African Dogon studied all of this and understood all manner of realities concerning the anatomy of the human being. And so they studied the Sirius star system. Now, the Sirius star appears during the monsoon season or the rainy season, which is not necessarily December for us, as it would be with us, but would correlate to our summertime, if I understand this science correctly. But the rainy season in the Nile community, the Nile Valley civilizations and community, Egypt, Ethiopia, etc., etc., Sudan, those places. Every time the rainy season is to begin, just before that period of time, the Sirius star appears, five-pointed star. In the Masonic order, the women of the Masonic order are referred to as the Eastern Star. And that Eastern Star, the star in the east that you read about in the New Testament, heralding the birth of the Messiah, that star in the east is the Sirius Star, scientifically, the Sirius Star. Now, the Sirius Star is associated with Aset. And the Eastern Star, they turn the five-pointed star upside down, which has another definition and meaning that we can't go into at the moment. But with Aset, the five-pointed star is right side up. The five-pointed star upside down has to do with our faults and defects and flaws, our fallen, our nature in its fallen state. But the five-pointed star right side up teaches us of our nature in our original upright state. So now this star appears, the Sirius star, the star of Aset. Now those Africans studied that star. This is long before any European knew anything of the heavens and the constellations. The Dogon said, look, we can see that this Sirius star, or star of Aset, the Europeans call it the Sirius star now, but the star of Aset in the ancient days referred to, the African Dogon said, this star of Aset seems to be pushing, going through a pushing and a pulling, a gravitational pushing and pulling. There's another object that we can't see with the naked eye, but we see the effects of that object. And that object is pushing and pulling gravitationally on the Sirius, on the star of Aset that today is referred to as the Sirius A. And so the ancients said that second star that we can't see is the Poto seed. And that Poto seed is descriptive of the same reality as the Atum that the ancient African Kemites in Egypt referred to, that same reality, the reality of the word of the Almighty as the seed represented by the hydrogen sun, the light field that takes the waters and transforms the waters into the mass matter material universe that we have today. The Poto seed that is called Christos, or that is called the Word, but comes through the Christ to take on flesh. This Poto seed of the Almighty that holds the universe together, that holds the atom together. The poto seed would be the neutron in the atom of life, and this atom of life represents the egg of the universe. And the poto seed is the seed of life, germ of life, that you and I would call sperm in human vernacular. But this seed of life, germ of life, is the word of the Almighty, is the neutron of the Almighty that comes through the Christ mechanism, proton and the electron, to take on flesh. And so this poto seed in the African Dogon is masculine and feminine. Because the seed of life, germ of life, you and I do not know whether that seed of life, germ of life that we would call sperm will be a boy child or a girl child. So the African Dogon depicted the poto seed as masculine and feminine, and depicted the masculine or the male in clothes and garments of the female, and the female in clothes and garments of the male, teaching us that all of us, whether we are male or female, we work on masculine-feminine polarity, giving birth to thoughts and ideas and actions. And there is no birth without the scientific union of the sacred divine masculine and the sacred divine feminine. So this poto seed, this second star, the unseen star, the African said, this is the poto seed. And so the poto seed originally rested in the egg of the universe that was called Emeya. Emeya is the egg of the universe, and the whole of the universe is yet that egg of the universe. Emeya is yet that womb of Nanet, is yet Mother Holy Spirit, the womb of Mother Holy Spirit. All of these words describing the womb and describing the egg that we all came from. And so that Emeya egg, egg of the universe, is the third star. That would be Sirius C by today's vernacular. But the poto seed was in or resided in this egg of the universe called Emeya. And at a certain point, the wind comes forth and bursts forth through the egg, breaking the egg, allowing the poto seed to exit Emeya, the egg of the universe. And this seed now begins to spiral. The nature of the universe spirals. You see the planets spiraling and moving around the sun and following the sun, spiraling behind the sun, following the sun through the signs of the zodiac, clockwise and counterclockwise. And so the poto seed bursts forth from this infinitesimal point, and being an infinitesimal particle, it is said, the smallest of particles. But in this smallest of particles is the great expansion of the universe. Big things come from small packages. And so it was the wind that burst the poto seed forth. So we see the wind that is associated with the ashes, and the ashes associated with the covering of the universe, and the covering of the universe with the ashes, or the waters of noon, is facilitated by the light field or the sun hydrogen solar energy that the African Dogon called the poto. And so the poto seed takes that waters, transforms those waters, fire, turning those waters into ashes, plasma waters into like ashes, and the ashes spreading forth over the whole of the universe, coming out of the potosi, that is the word of the Almighty, having within itself all the expanse of the universe, but beginning from the infinitesimal point of itself and spiraling inaudible and invisible at first, but then audible and visible as sound and as light. So we see in the Genesis, the power of wind, the Spirit of the Lord began to move upon the face of the waters. The Spirit is wind. The Spirit is inspiration. The Spirit is the womb, is the mother. The Spirit is energy. And we see the wind there. And we see that it's the wind that bursts forth the potosi. And we see that light is the firstborn. And sound is the catalyst, because the word of the Almighty is light and sound at the same time. And so the power of light and the power of sound and the force of the wind and the construct of earth, air, fire, and water constructing the universe, constructing all that is within the universe, teaching us that we must get in tune with E equals MC squared, the energy spirit disposition of the universe, equals the mass matter material universe, the waters of noon, times the speed of light squared, which is 186,284 miles per half a second. And so the movement and actions of our construct is equal to the spirit energy disposition that is in control of our physical structure. So the only way that we can be born again of immaculate conception and virgin birth is to study the spirit energy disposition that controls the universe, that inspires the universe. And when we study that, then we will let love rule, and there will no longer be black rage, because we will be tranquil, we will be orderly, we will be one. There will be no barrier, no boundary, no separation between peoples, between men and women, races and ethnicities. We will recognize and see that we are all one, coming from the same one womb of Nanette, waters, melanin of Noon. So the prayer is for deliverance from circumstances that cause us to realize that we are not operating in our original self as the womb of Nanet and waters of Noon. So we pray for deliverance, and we mourn, and we go down in sackcloth and ashes to remember the whole science of the construct of this universe. The spreading forth of the waters of Noon as dust and ashes, stardust, planetary dust, by the power and force of the field of light that the ancients called Atum, that the African Dogon said Poto, that teaches us that the word of the Almighty, light and sound, is the catalyst of the construct of the universe. And that word is you and me, and that word is the universe, and we are all born from that powerful light and sound. That the modern day scientists use the word Big Bang and string theory to teach that we come from this bang or this loud noise or this sound. But the ancients said, watery waves of noon energy. The ancients said, the word of the Almighty, light and sound. Word and sound is power. So say the Rastafari. So, we sign off for now, and we continue this teaching. Next time, Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah Rastafari, Haile Selassie people.